Willkommen bei Eine Gesellschaft organisiert den Widerstand, in der wir versuchen in täglichen Folgen mit Interviews und Analysen einige Hintergründe der Revolution und des gegenwärtigen Krieges in Rojava zu beleuchten. Was bedeutet eigentlich das Wort Rojava? Um dies zu erklären, lohnt es sich, ein wenig geschichtlich auszuholen. Nach dem Ende des Ersten Weltkrieges, den neben Deutschland auch das Osmanische Reich verloren hat, das bis dahin weite Teile des Nahen Ostens beherrscht hatte, diktierten die Siegermächte den Vertrag von Sèvres, in dem das Osmanische Reich aufgeteilt wird. Die Gebiete des heutigen Libanon und Syrien gingen an Frankreich, der Irak und Palästina an Großbritannien. Auf dieser Aufteilung hatten sich Großbritannien und Frankreich bereits in einem geheim gehaltenen Abkommen im Jahr 1916 geeinigt. Kurdistan sollte gemäß Artikel 62 Autonomie erhalten und ferner war die Möglichkeit eines eigenen Staates vorgesehen, falls eine Mehrheit der kurdischen Bevölkerung sich dafür aussprechen würde. Nachdem die Türkei 1922 einen neuen Krieg mit Griechenland gewonnen hatte, konnte sie im Vertrag von Lausanne im Jahr 1923 einige Bestimmungen des Vertrags von Sèvres nach ihren Vorstellungen wieder verändern. Dies führte dazu, dass die Autonomie Kurdistans, die türkischen Nationalisten auch schon damals ein Dorn im Auge war, aus dem neuen Vertrag wieder gestrichen wurde. Bereits in den Jahren zuvor waren gezielt auch türkische Menschen in kurdische Gebiete angesiedelt worden, um die Mehrheitsverhältnisse beim eventuellen Referendum zu verändern. Der Vertrag von Lausanne ist also die historische Grundlage, warum heute kurdische Regionen auf 4 Staaten aufgeteilt sind: die Türkei, Syrien, Irak und den Iran. Die kurdischen Namen für diese Region sind wie folgt: Bakur, was auf Kurdisch einfach Norden heißt, für die kurdischen Gebiete in der Türkei. Başur, was auf Kurdisch Süden heißt, für die Gebiete im heutigen Irak. Rojilante, wörtlich Sonnenaufgang, also Osten, für den Iran. Und zu guter Letzt Rojava, wörtlich Sonnenuntergang, für Nordostsyrien. Und damit kommen wir auch zum Interview von heute, diesmal nämlich aus Başur, also aus dem Nordirak. Wir haben mit Silan gesprochen, die Teil einer Genealogy-Gruppe ist, also einer Gruppe, die sich mit der Wissenschaft um die Befreiung der Frau beschäftigt.
We don't only criticize the system. We don't only criticize the capitalism. We don't capitalism policy on nature, capitalism policies on women, on whatever they say. We criticize, and with criticism, we also we search for alternatives. We search for alternatives and we work to build alternative with ecofeminists, with anarchists, with socialists, with women, with youth, and with different peoples, whatever. So in order to push our power for building the alternative system that defends nature, that defends women, that defends freedom of all the beings on the world. And for nature, especially, don't want to say, and think we call genealogy in Kurdish signs of women and nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Kurdish, genealogy. Jin means women. Jin means they are written in same tips. Jin means women and Jin means life.
Jinjian Azadi.
Yeah, you know Jinjian Azadi. And Jinjian Azadi is really is the formula of the genealogy. Is the formula of our perspective. So we don't separate problems of nature, problems of women, problems of blah blah, problems of blah blah. We say all the sorts of crises that we live in they stream from the patriarchal statist hierarchical male system, capitalist system, and they began with women, but they just not only attack women. Via women, they target nature. Via women, they target society. And they target women society itself also. So you call yourself as an eco-feminist?
No, but I'm a radical ecologist and
radical
feminist.
Radical ecologist.
I think, yes, it's just very important.
In our discussions, we have research for all kinds of groups of feminists and groups of alternative. But we say it's, and the idea by itself, it's not problem. The problem is how you struggle for to build, to make, to bring that ideas in life. The problem is there, and I think the separations are begin from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In terms of idea, as you said, there are very much, very close things, very very much very close things. And for social ecology also, we can say same thing. But problem is there. Up to which level you struggle for those ideas to become a system, to become life itself, to become society itself. Mm. So this.
Yeah, I think for a long time in Europe it was. I think it's still a pattern with the radical that they have very good theories, but they use them for them. You know, they have these circles of, it's like an inside, but they don't go out and.
Yes, theory, theory which don't have any relation with reality of
yes.
life, doesn't mean anything. Very, and there are libraries of books. Not only, but still we have a crisis. We live a big crisis. I think, and we think the reason that now there's a big war against Rojava is this. Because in Rojava all these theories find a place, find a system to become, to be realized. And to become life itself, to become society itself. So they are not only theories, only ideals. They are life itself, the society there, which actually it's not a perfect system. It has some strong points, some weak points, but at the end of the day, now all the theories, all the revolutionary theories, freedom, theories on way of freedom are now Rojava, they have a body there now. That's why all the imperialist states are now trying to demolish the system in Rojava. And people of Rojava are now defending this system, this line that we call as line of the democratic modernity, democratic confederalism against capitalist modernity, and that line. Yani the war in Rojava here and now we can call as a war of two parts, two lines, line of freedom. Line of freedom that we can call democratic modernity, democratic confederalism, the idea of democratic confederalism, and the other line is capitalism, capitalist system, and its nation states. Between this, and we will see what will end. conclusion is it? You need a strong will. Strong will to build up, to realize these ideas. And without will, you cannot make revolution, or you cannot prepare the revolutionary conditions for women or for society all. So we need to struggle together against this system. There is no place for us to be that much fragmented. There's no time for us to stay in different parts, different parts. So time is time to unite, to make our struggle one against this system of nation state system, against this capitalism. And we have to build our system. We have to build our world against them. And now in Rojava, the war is going on that level. Now in Rojava, not only the fighters or the people there, people in Rojava are fighting for themselves. In Rojava, people are fighting for all the values of all these societal and revolutionary values in the world, for women, for nature, for all the ethnicities and all the societies, all the values of democracy and freedom, and so we have to fight against states, against system, hegemonic system, to defend Rojava and to defend our freedom and to defend our future.
Yeah.